Welcome to another edition of The Corporate Entrepreneur. My name is Mark Ellenson, host, founder of the podcast. Let me start off by saying this topic that I'm going to talk to you about today is one that is very controversial. I have a lot of discussions with a lot of people, very hard for people to comprehend, mainly because the mainstream media, doctors, everybody has been talking about this for about almost 35 years now. And let me start off by saying that there are definitely those people that have a disorder called ADD, attention deficit disorder, and it can cause harm to themselves and others. That's not what I'm addressing in this issue. Most of those people have what they call ADHD, and it could be severe at times, but even that's being identified as an issue in a lot of our kids and even adults way too often. What I'm addressing is what was addressed a little bit in my October 2024 newsletter on LinkedIn. You can check it out. The topic, rapid thought switching, RTS, is not attention deficit disorder. Rapid thought switching is an advanced form of thinking that fits directly into the critical thinking concept. And it's what most people have. We in our society have tried to drug creativity out of our kids and ourselves under the auspices of, well, you need to focus. You can't wander. Who said that that's more efficient? Matter of fact, most entrepreneurs that I've ever met and I've worked with and lectured and helped tens of thousands of entrepreneurs, they're all creative. They have thoughts that constantly come to them, which we're going to address more later on in this podcast. RTS, rapid thought switching. You know, our computers have the ability to do multiple processing, concurrent processing, parallel processing. Yet, they have a real hard time moving hands, fingers, running, even though with the new AI and robotics they can do it. It takes a lot. Our minds are faster and better than almost any computer out there. We just haven't learned how to harness it. So what I'm going to address is this RTS. RTS as an integral component of critical thinking, as it's the most effective way to harness the power and creativity of stream of consciousness, information, and thinking. In other words, things that just happen, it just flows. We many times don't even have an explanation of where it comes from. I will also address how corporate entrepreneurs embrace rapid thought switching, which I'll call RTS now, as a way to take ideas from the idea stage to the practical product stage. It's the innovation. It helps with process improvements, rapid thought switching, and it helps you run your company better. The most effective way to analyze qualitative and quantitative data simultaneously is by perfecting and incorporating rapid thought switching. Many experts state that RTS is called racing thoughts and can cause anxiety and a feeling of being uncomfortable. Really? What causes anxiety and a feeling of being uncomfortable is when people who don't understand rapid thought switching tell you that you're wrong or you have a problem. That's what causes problems and anxiety. There is a whole list of disorders that experts associate with RTS. However, this is because they don't truly understand the potential benefit once someone learns to harness its power. They still study the people from the past who really have not acknowledged rapid thought switching as a benefit. Many of the people who they study did not even know from computers, so didn't have an understanding of parallel processing, multiple processing. They just couldn't process that. They didn't have that ability. Many of these disorders are due to a lack of understanding and ability, or others' lack of understanding, or they can't keep up with your thought process. So what do? They call it a problem. If they can't understand it, they call it a problem. If you're younger than them, it's a problem. If you don't have the degrees, if you don't have the academic letters after your name, they call it a problem because they can't handle it. One can almost say they can't handle the truth. The first thing we need to do, if you want to go forward with this podcast, is acknowledge that rapid thought switching is not a disorder, but it is an advanced form of thinking. Now, once you acknowledge that, we can discuss how to harness its power. If you want to have more information after listening to this podcast about how you can truly get in to harness its power, you can read my editions or you can listen to the podcast on critical thinking, and then you can take it to the next level. This is not an easy step, but it's one that at least explains why you think the way you do. Now we can go after and learn how to harness it. Let me briefly review the six components of rapid thought switching framework. The first one is basic thought. That includes all your basic reasoning, which is primarily linear and based on what we're familiar with. This is what everybody in corporate, this is what industrialized companies, this is what schools, teachers, people who have control over others, this is how they want you to think. This is what they understand. Linear thinking, based on what they know. A second step, which is number two, multidimensional thinking. Don't let it scare you. It utilizes advanced elements of reasoning, such as using multiple thoughts simultaneously so that you can then either analyze data or come up with a decision or just think of something. It is the ability to think creatively while ensuring it stays within a baseline of structure. So multidimensional, you know, your mind says, here's where I can work, here's where I can push the limits, here's where I'm thinking, okay, what can I make work? Multidimensional thinking. Now, I mentioned stream of consciousness thinking earlier. That is the ability to tap into the collective knowledge that is available in the energy around us. I may lose many of you right here. You're going to say, oh, this is foo-foo shit, and I don't want to hear it. The reality is, science has already proven that trees have the ability to communicate across ground and through the earth. So why can't we have the ability to tap into the energy and the collective knowledge around us? It may be something that just comes to you or something you came in contact with but did not register as important until now. What's funny is that we say that AI can't do this because we call it intuition. But really, it's tapping into that knowledge. All of a sudden, something comes to you. Now, of course, there are those people who have all these abilities after, let's say, a head trauma to be able to speak a new language or different things. I'm not talking about that. But it does prove that the information is out there. It's the ability for something you saw, you heard, you feel, that you can then tap into. Stream of consciousness thinking. It just comes to you. Sometimes, we call it daydreaming. Sometimes in schools, we get mad at kids because they look like they're not paying attention when really they're just tapping into the stream of consciousness thinking. The same thing at your office when your boss walks by and says, what are you doing? You're daydreaming? Yes. Now, new management technologies and philosophies say daydreaming is good. Stream of consciousness thinking is what that is. That's number three. The fourth component of rapid thought switching thinking and the structure is knowledge dimensional thinking. Ooh, that's a lot of words. This is accomplished through the use of data that is known or collected during collaboration with other, i.e. knowledge. Tools such as a SWOT analysis, cause and effect diagrams, fishbone diagrams, mind mapping, thought leadership pods are all used to gather and assimilate both quantitative and qualitative data into a thinking process. Most times, you do not have to use these tools in a formal manner. However, knowing how to use the tools will allow you to take advantage of the concepts when using knowledge dimensional thinking. So it's something you have knowledge of. You may not have thought about it for 10 years, but all of a sudden it comes up. It may be knowledge that you had when you were younger, that you heard your parents talk about. Maybe knowledge you saw on TV. It didn't hit until you tap into the knowledge dimensional thinking. Are you beginning to understand how rapid thought switching, when you tap into multiple types of thinking, can help you? And how it's an advanced form of thinking. Most times, it just comes to you. And you may use other tools and say, that's what it is. That's fine, however you do it. The fifth part of the rapid thought switching framework is wisdom dimension. Well, you already said knowledge. How is that different than wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to recall lessons that you learn from others. Not just knowledge, not just data, but the underlying lesson that you learn from others. We either met or maybe somebody we studied with, or something you read, something you heard. This can be from a person you may even have a chance encounter, or an encounter with someone that we consider a mentor. You're taking what they said, you're incorporating what they wanted to teach you, which you may not have understood at the time that you heard it, but one in which you now, for some reason, because you're rapid thought switching and you're tying all these different dimensions in, all of a sudden, it makes sense. So you're taking that wisdom and you're incorporating that into your thinking and your thought process. And the last, number six, is experiential dimension. This is what most of us work on, things that we have personal experience that we can think about right there. And it's just what it sounds like. It's our experiences, of course. Critical thinking requires us to use our experiences differently when we encounter different situations. And that's what makes experiential dimension in the rapid thought switching framework different than just recalling what we learn and using our experiences. Because we're able to switch and bring different thoughts to mind, we can bring the wisdom that we learn from somebody else, tie it into our experience, take what we learn now and use our experience to see a different lesson or how it could be applied. We're using our knowledge dimension because we have all that data, both quantitative and qualitative data and knowledge. And we're now all of a sudden using that and incorporating it. All these things are coming at you. All these thoughts are coming at you at once. So you're switching between one thought and another. The stream of consciousness thing, all of a sudden something hits you out of the blue where you just want to blurt it out, but then you say, well, maybe they won't want to do it or my boss gets mad because I keep on interrupting. But that's part of stream of consciousness thinking. You are able to tap into all of these. And then, of course, your multidimensional thinking kicks in where you're thinking about all these different thoughts simultaneously and it's giving you this creative wealth of thought and excitement. And you're coming up with business process improvements. You're coming up with new ideas. You're coming up with ways to learn. It's exciting. Of course, you're going to intimidate a lot of people who don't understand. As a matter of fact, many of these people, all they want to do is they want you to remember and regurgitate. We'll call it R&R. You see, because in many people, these dimensions happen in various levels of autonomous thinking. It takes training and acknowledgement that rapid thought switching is a valuable skill and can be harnessed, and it's not a disorder that needs to be drugged into submission. Let's talk about the big lie. Most companies say they want employees to think outside the box and be creative thinkers. Yet the innovative and practical solutions sought after are often stopped in their tracks by these legacy systems, corporate culture, shitty managers, managers that are scared that you're going to have an idea and they didn't come up with it, managers that are just incompetent and don't understand it, managers that are more worried about whether they're going to get their bonus or whether they're going to be able to go out with somebody or they're going to go drinking later. That's who stops this. It's a misunderstanding of rapid thought switching and its value because it takes time and you're more advanced than them. You intimidate many leaders in management. If you are a leader or a manager, you need to be aware of this and help your employees learn to utilize and embrace rapid thought switching. Now, fingerpoint neurosis, you've heard me talk about this, is a corporate disease caused by remember and regurgitate thinkers that cannot follow the thought process of someone using rapid thought switching to identify an issue, a problem, and come up with a solution. They're brainwashing that hyper-focus. In other words, not causing waves. I want your creativity as long as it fits what I want. Is the only way to advance in a company and solve problems. That's what they believe. This is the way it's always been done. This is the way I do it. I don't need to learn something new. You need to learn my way. Shitty managers. This hyper-focus produces a culture of command and control. This is a common term. Command and control, which leads to fear of being wrong or ridiculed by others. Pretty cool, huh? It starts all the way back in our childhood. If you say something different that's outside the box, then other people are going to ridicule you because they're scared, they can't keep up, and they need to shut you down somehow. So everybody else will join in because the majority of people don't want to have to think. Now, the way in which change is happening at a large-scale enterprise is still entrenched with the same issues and facilitation techniques that have existed for decades. Despite the massive transformation that digital technology has brought to our world, leadership and culture in our education, in our corporations, in our small businesses, in our lives, remain stuck in the industrial era that has always rewarded remember and regurgitate. Here's how you work this machine. Tell me how you work it. Show me how you work it. Good. It's very similar to this, I do, we do, you do. I'll do it and show you. You do it because you got to remember and regurgitate. Okay, and we'll do it together. And then you got to show me you can do it. Now, we still teach that in school, and it is an effective way to learn, remember, and regurgitate thinking, not critical thinking. Now, they're both necessary in some cases. So we just discussed the big lie that corporations and society really don't want you to be creative in your thinking. They want you to think outside the box, but in their box. Now for the big secret. That is that employees are emotionally and or financially beaten into submission to do their best and give input. That's what they want you to do. They want you to believe that the harder you work, the better person you are. To make matters worse, the majority of employees have learned to nod their heads and agree as they are numbed by PowerPoint and managers that only care about the manager's sub-optimized P&L and goals and objectives. Employees that have not been beaten emotionally or financially into submission do their best to give input based on rapid thought switching. But soon the status quo voices from their coworkers and management that dominate and feed on finger-point neurosis, competitive obsession, and a zero-sum gain culture where everyone loses except for the managers and corporate, that eventually wins out. Here is the secret. The employees that thrive on the remember and regurgitate thinking are fearful of rapid thought switching thinkers. So these fearful employees, they find ways to level set their work to the lowest benchmark possible, allowing the mediocre to survive. And many times, they get promoted because the managers are mediocre, they're complacent based on mediocrity, and innovation dies. Well, we'll talk about it, we'll have meetings and rah-rah, but innovation dies. Inspiration is muted. Process improvements stay hidden, and risks are not brought up. The me culture never becomes the we culture because the average employee, your coworkers, are also scared and don't want to take the time to embrace rapid thought switching. It's easier just to focus on what your sports teams are doing or, you know, what you're going to do after work than it is to truly learn and perfect a new way of thinking. I mentioned before about our kids. It really does start with our education system. First, let's stop drugging our kids from the time they enter the school system. In order to do what we need to do, we need to acknowledge that educators are not so different from their corporate counterparts when it comes to things like fingerpoint neurosis and competitive obsession. Teachers, administrators, man, they learn the way. They want to run things their way. This is the way we did it. This is the way it's going to happen. I want to do this. I know this is best. It's funny because most of the teachers want to have control of their classroom and they want the kids to listen, but they don't want to listen to the principals and what they want. And the principals want it their way, but they don't want to listen to the district. The district doesn't want to listen to the people because they all think they know better. And I'm always fascinated how many PhDs there are in the school itself, not even at high levels as teachers, PhDs, yet they implement nothing new. And they always blame the parents, they blame the kids, they blame the grades before them. That fingerpoint neurosis is so strong in the school system. I'm amazed that we get anything done. Competitive obsession is also so prevalent in the school system. Well, we'll talk about that in a whole different podcast. Right now, let's talk about the lack of adaption of technology in the majority of our schools and the continued teaching of methods of remember and regurgitate as if we're still in an industrial revolution. Why haven't more teachers embraced AI? Why do they still tell the students AI is cheating instead of teaching them how to use AI as a tutor? Read my LinkedIn newsletter on AI, the Great Equalizer. I may do another podcast next couple of days on that as well. Most of our kids in school today will never use the remember and regurgitate to live a complete life. I remember when using a calculator would destroy our brains, they said. Or how about writing? I understand that studies show that writing cursive helps one remember. However, how many people really use cursive today? How many of you use a pen and a paper today versus using your phones to take notes? Now I should ask, how many people under 35 and younger use any kind of paper at all? When we talk about rapid thought switching, you watch these kids. If you've ever watched them play Roblox, when they're younger, anywhere from 3 to middle school graduating. They will play Roblox. If you ever watch any of the videos that teach these kids how to play Roblox, man, it's fast. It's one idea, two ideas, here, here, here. And yet our teachers are still reading aloud to the students and expecting them not to use technology to be able to come up with ideas. Now, to their defense, some schools are starting to say that we have to look at video, audio, texting as context. Teachers are unhappy with this in most cases because they're still in competitive obsession. I did it this way. This is the way they need to do it. They don't want to learn anything new. Now, I challenge you to go to a school one day and ask how many of the kids are on one drug or another to help their ADD, ADHD, so that you can focus and get good grades on a test. Carries it right through college. There's a whole black market of selling these drugs. And tell the kids that drugs are no good. So here we are drugging them because it's going to help them. It's going to help you focus. And yet, we tell them not to take a drug to help them tap into some creativity or just relax. It's confusing, isn't it? If we put this statement through a critical thinking process, what would it tell us? I challenge you to watch a five-year-old work their parents' phone or their tablet and try to keep up with the rapid thought switching that is happening in that child's mind until we beat it, drug it, educate it out of the system. There are a lot more things happening in the education system that I'll discuss more in future editions. I'm doing some research right now, and it's going to blow your mind. So we've talked about a lot. Many of you are probably driving or listening to this and saying, hey, I had another thought come into my mind. How do I handle it? I didn't listen to some of the podcast. We're going to talk about that, and I'll create a rapid thought switching process on how you can learn more or tap into it probably next 6 to 8 months. Right now, we have to acknowledge it. We have to see it coming. But just to give you a quick hint, when you have these thoughts, jot it down in your shorthand, either paper, pen, phone, so you can recall what it means to you later on when you want to think about it. In meetings, when you're in meetings and you're trying to control the rapid thought switching, write it down. Understand that you're working with incompetents who can't handle this. So you just write it down, then you find a way to bring it to their level. Now, what can you really do? We can begin by acknowledging that our youth no longer learns the way we did, first of all. Now, our youth could be somebody you're mentoring in your business. It could be somebody you hire. It could be you. It could be you trying to talk to someone who you work for to acknowledge you do not learn the way they did. We need to identify and acknowledge that rapid thought switching is a valuable skill and needs to be harnessed, not drugged into submission. This will lead to discomfort and an awareness that there may be a new and better way to do things. Amazing, huh? We think about AI. If you listen to my podcast or you read my newsletters on critical thinking, you'll see that it was an advantage. Right now, we're losing that advantage unless we start perfecting rapid thought switching, utilizing critical thinking. Next, we need to truly embrace rapid thought switching in our corporate culture and education systems and our daily life. For those of you with kids or grandkids, I'm sure you've seen this. They rather watch YouTube, TikTok, scroll through, pick their own songs, go through one song, not like it, want another one, and have this instant change, rapid thought switching back and forth. What do we want them to do? Put on one CD, one channel, and watch it. Put on a movie and watch it. Now, they can still watch movies or do that, but that's not how they work on a day-to-day basis. Watch it. You'll be amazed when you start looking and you realize they are rapid thought switching. They just haven't learned how to perfect it yet. And they're being told that it's not a good thing, which is why they usually will ignore parents, managers, people they work with that are older that can't handle it. We need to truly embrace rapid thought switching. And it can only happen when we realize that our organizations are only tapping into a fraction of the potential of their teams. These teams are now transcending five generations of workers, from traditionalist to Generation Y to baby boomers, each of which have completely different learning styles and working styles, expectations, and motivations. We need to embrace this and not try to force each of these different generations to learn our way. Let's see if we can understand their way. If it maybe it's better. It's time for a new deal. For everyone's sake, let's unleash the power of rapid thought switching to create a new era of education, learning, work, and culture. It's the only way we're going to have a cultural evolution is if we can really harness and utilize rapid thought switching in our daily lives. An era where we include all voices, remove the politics, share what we know, expose risks, change the game, inspire action, free each person to contribute their absolute best, and then discover the amazing outcome together. Because there is no better feeling than truly being part of something amazing. This is what it's like to be engaged, to revel in our interconnectedness and implement a mutual benefit culture. I'm realizing that culture, that mutual benefit culture, cannot be utilized, implemented, appreciated until we perfect rapid thought switching. In conclusion, over the past year, I have written a lot about artificial intelligence, digital intelligence, because it's not artificial anymore in many cases, robotics, and the potential benefits and negatives to our society. Now, we know that when it comes to read and regurgitate thinking, technology can do it faster, better, cheaper than humans. When it comes to critical thinking, humans still have a slight advantage that is disappearing by the day. If we don't incorporate rapid thought switching, we're going to lose out. If we don't incorporate rapid thought switching and critical thinking and the ability to incorporate artificial intelligence, digital intelligence, and robotics as part of our team, then humans will become irrelevant over the next 100 years. Now, I'm not saying that robots are going to destroy us. What I'm saying is that we'll become irrelevant. Think about that for a second. In one of my podcasts and my newsletters, I talk about how we're making artificial intelligence now. We're treating them as the migrant, the immigrant of the 2030s. You know, they're going to do the work that we don't want to do. They're going to make our lives easier. It's cheaper. It's quicker. Less, you know, it's just less hassle. The question I ask then in that piece is, are we going to be the immigrant to digital intelligence in the year 2050? Not to think about, especially if you're a linear thinker. But if you're a rapid thought switching, working with critical thinking, you'll know what I'm talking about. My name is Mark Ellison, the host of the Corporate Entrepreneur podcast and the newsletter of the same name on LinkedIn. And as we like to end, remember, corporate entrepreneurs fear nothing, appreciate everything, and we know what we need, we already have. Have a great day.